From the Black Information Network,
this is the BIN Daily Update.
I'm Vanessa Tyler.
And I'm Mike Stevens on your home for 24/7 News, the Black Information Network.
Mr. Chairman, on this vote, there are 9 ayes, 0 noes.
The motion is agreed to.
And with that, the House committee chaired by Democratic Congressman African-American Benny Thompson proves he's going to get to the bottom of the September 6th riot on the Capitol. This unanimous vote means former President Trump loyalist, White House strategist Steve Bannon is in contempt. Bannon refused to show up and testify. Now the vote goes to the full House, then to the hands of Biden's Justice Department, where Bannon faces a fine, an arrest, or both.
Speaking of Donald Trump, some say they were not really surprised about his way of so-called paying tribute to former Secretary of State Colin Powell. In a statement, Trump first criticized Powell for being a, quote, rhino, that's a Republican in name only. Then he said Powell always attacked other Republicans. Trump ended his critical statement with, but anyway, may he rest in peace. On the other hand, many say the praise from both sides of the aisle for the black four-star general's contributions to his country far outweigh Donald Trump's harsh words. Many called what Donald Trump said classless.
Still, the rest of America and the world continues to praise the life of a leader and true patriot. But to his family, he was so much more. Powell and Alma, his wife of 60 years, have 3 children. His children says his bigger role was as father and grandfather. Powell died of COVID-19 complications due to underlying medical conditions.
One of those conditions is multiple myeloma. It's a cancer, and General Powell's passing is a warning to African Americans. Multiple myeloma is a blood disorder that disproportionately affects black people, especially black men. It's called a silent killer in the black community. It can't be cured, but medication can slow it down. It's called silent because for some people, there are no signs. For others, symptoms include mental fogginess, excessive thirst, leg numbness, and weight loss. The risk of contracting it increases with age. Colin Powell was 84 years old.
Because General Powell was fully vaccinated, it illustrates even more the need for the unvaccinated to get the shot to stop the spread to the vulnerable. On the business side, the coronavirus has been very good for Johnson & Johnson. The New Jersey-based company sold $502 million worth of vaccines in the third quarter. It expects to sell $2.5 billion of vaccines this year. Despite the vaccine sales, revenue in the company's latest earnings report fell just short of expectations. And finally, they did nothing. People on a train near Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, as a woman is sexually assaulted. In fact, reports are some recorded it. The suspect literally ripped down the woman's pants. But those who did not intervene or call authorities while the woman was raped on the train could face charges. Reports are it's up to the Delaware County District Attorney to decide if it can be done. The Upper Darby Township Police Superintendent says the train wasn't packed, but there were enough people there to get together and do something. Police were able to nab and arrest the attacker. I'm Vanessa Tyler with Mike Stevens on your home for 24/7 News, the Black Information Network.
I'm Mike Stevens.
And I'm Vanessa Tyler on your home for 24/7 News, the Black Information Network.
It's one of the biggest fears of African Americans, being pulled over by police, even though they've done nothing wrong, and that leads to a violent encounter or being wrongly arrested. In Waterloo, Iowa, investigators now admit a black postal worker was held at gunpoint in a case of what cops say was mistaken identity. The wife of Shadrach Wilson was recording while watching and trying to keep her husband calm.
Because you might look at guns on me! What are you talking about while I'm at the...
Shadrach, just chill so you can come home. Please, just chill so you can come home. We can talk about it when you get home, please.
Police say Wilson was stopped lawfully, even though he was mistaken for someone else. In this case, nobody was hurt. The black man was released after his identity was confirmed. But this kind of thing has happened so much, it makes some wonder if, to some officers, black men really do all look alike. And others say maybe it doesn't matter if someone they stop is innocent or guilty of a crime, as long as they're black. It's a reminder, all elections matter. There are several communities around the country that are finding state legislatures, most Republican and white, are redrawing political maps in their own favor. In Detroit, Michigan, a large city with the highest percentage of black residents in the nation, a new political map is upsetting African-American residents. Black Michigan State Senator Adam Hollier.
We are here because the Citizens Redistricting Commission has gone from 17 majority black districts, primarily based in the city of Detroit, to zero. And this coalition of elected officials, former elected officials, community activists, faith leaders, think that's a problem.
Black residents, lawmakers, community activists, pastors, and union leaders are among those protesting the new political maps.
Despite the flames and nothing left of the plane, all survived, and there were no major injuries when a Boston, Massachusetts-bound plane carrying more than 20 people hit a fence while taking off from the Houston Executive Airport. An investigation is going on to determine what caused the plane to veer off the runway.
So much for privacy. The state of Oregon says it accidentally made public the vaccination status of more than 40,000 state workers. A spreadsheet sent to news organizations was just supposed to show vaccination rates. Instead, the files went out with the detailed vaccination status of state employees, and many of them are very upset.
As we continue to look at the legacy of Colin Powell, who died at the age of 84, an opinion piece in The Conversation says General Powell, the first black Secretary of State, learned early on how to survive and thrive in his black skin in a white country. He did well in two worlds, whether as a soldier, politician, and a diplomat. He was conservative in his views, but also willing to call out fellow Republicans for racism. Colin Powell learned how to transcend race, garnering the respect of both parties and people of all backgrounds.
For these stories and more, listen to the Black Information Network on the iHeartRadio app. I'm Mike Stevens with Vanessa Tyler on your home for 24/7 news, the Black Information Network.
Your money on the Black Information Network.
Procter & Gamble is issuing a warning on inflation despite beating expectations in its latest earnings report. The Ohio-based company's CFO said there will be more price hikes to fight inflation. Despite that, the company is surpassing analyst expectations as it posted more than $20 billion in revenue. The NBA is partnering with Coinbase to land its first cryptocurrency sponsorship deal. Coinbase will leverage most of the NBA's platforms, including the WNBA, NBA G League, NBA 2K League, and USA Basketball. Coinbase is a software platform that hosts cryptocurrency transactions, which the company gets a percentage of from fees. NBA executive Kerry Tatlock called Coinbase a natural fit for the league's cryptocurrency asset. And housing starts slowed more than expected last month. Figures out show housing starts fell 1.6% in September due to an annual rate of 1.55 million. Housing industry analysts had forecast a 0.9% decline to an annual rate of 1.6 million. Money news at 24 and 54 minutes past each hour. I'm Morgan Wood on the Black Information Network.
Download the BIN Daily Update every morning on the iHeartRadio app.